Ottawa, Easton Cowan drove an opponent into the boards from behind. Carson Rakoff, Sam Dickinson, Sawyer Mineo, Tanner Molendick and Luca Pinelli were among the other players to take undisciplined penalties in Canada's 4-1 loss to the United States on New Year's Eve at the World Junior Hockey Championship. The tournament hosts need to get the unnecessary infractions out of their game, and quick, with the knockout round looming. Canada was whistled 11 times and allowed 3 goals on 7 power play opportunities against the Americans. The temperature inside Canadian Tire Centre was turned up in Tuesday's physical, chippy encounter. One side handled the moment a lot better than the other. "The good thing about the penalties is that they were so obvious, there's no denying we can't take them," Canadian head coach Dave Cameron said. "Not at all happy with the penalties, but we took enough of them that it's pretty obvious we beat ourselves." Cameron met with his players Wednesday afternoon to highlight what needs to change. It's no secret the International Ice Hockey Federation has a different officiating standard than the Canadian Hockey League. The veteran coach wasn't interested in excuses. "Those penalties have nothing to do with the referee," Cameron said. "They might call a bit more," added Rakoff, whistled for 2 minors Tuesday. "But at the end of the day, we're taking penalties that are definitely avoidable." Canada, which entered the U.S. game off a shocking 3-2 upset shootout loss to Latvia before an unconvincing 3-0 victory over Germany, killed off 3 power plays in the second period and scored one of its own on a man advantage early in the third to tie things 1-1. But a Mineo cross-checking penalty led to Danny Nelson's eventual game-winner for the U.S. Cowan's boarding call then set up Cole Iserman's 3-1 effort. "Took a dumb penalty late, cost us a goal and cost us the game," said Cowan, a Toronto Maple Leafs prospect. "We all know we've got to be more disciplined." Iserman had some choice words for Cowan after giving the Americans that cushion. "Competitiveness," said the native of Mount Bridges, Ont. "He was giving it to me and I deserved it." Cameron said there's an impact down the lineup when a team has a march to the penalty box. "Some guys play way too much, some guys don't play enough," he said. "It's not just the penalties, it's what it does to your team." Canada, which has 20 gold medals all time, now turns its attention to Thursday's quarterfinal against Czechia, the team that bounced the powerhouse from last year's tournament at the same stage. The Canadians will be looking to not only stay out of the penalty box, but also finally get an offense going that has just 10 goals in 4 games, and only one at even strength since a 4-0 victory over Finland on Boxing Day. Berkeley Cadden, who scored 54 times last season with the WHL's Spokane Chiefs, is a prime example of Canada's inability to finish. The Saskatoon-born Seattle Kraken prospect has directed 22 shots at opposition goaltenders without breaking through. "It's so close," Cadden said. "We're getting so many chances." Canada leads the under-20 event with 173 shots, but has the worst success rate at a paltry 5.78%. Czechia, meanwhile, scored a tournament-best 25 goals through its 4-round-robin games, although a 14-2 victory over Kazakhstan skews those numbers as part of a 19.69 shooting percentage. "Been around long enough," Cameron said of his group's dry run. "I've seen it all." Czechia bounced Canada in last year's quarters with a goal on a deflection off defenseman Oliver Bonk's stick in the dying seconds. Bonk, Cowan and Rakoff are among the returning players looking for revenge. "Disappointing finish last year," said Rakoff, another Kraken prospect from Vaughan, Ont. "They play hard." Czechia went on to win bronze in 2024 after also grabbing silver when the country lost to Canada in overtime of the 2023 final in Halifax. "Tough watching your country lose in the quarterfinals," Cadden said. "The guys in the room that were there last year are using that as fuel, and the guys who watched it, same." Canada has never failed to play for a medal at back-to-back World Juniors. Discipline and finally burying opportunities from prime scoring positions would go a long way in making sure that streak continues. There's enough good teams in this tournament that'll beat you, Cameron said. You can't beat yourself. Martoni back. Porter Martoni, who's expected to be among the first players selected at June's NHL draft, will dress for Canada after sitting out the last two games. The 18-year-old power forward from Peterborough, Ont, has 21 goals in 26 contests with the OHL's Brampton Steelheads. When he's on, he plays a 200-foot game, Cameron said. He's been overthinking it a little bit, which has slowed him down, but I expect a big game. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 1, 2025. Joshua Clipperton, the Canadian Press.